But first, about a week before the election, President Trump announced he might send up to 15,000 U.S. troops to help strengthen the southern border. The announcement came as headlines heralded the approach of a migrant caravan coming from Central America. A top Pentagon official says the number of active-duty U.S. military personnel at the border peaked at roughly 5,800 troops. And now defense reporter Wesley Morgan from Politico finds a drawdown has begun. He joins us now for more. Welcome, Wesley.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, we've had this news yesterday, the general deployment down at the border. So not somebody up in the Pentagon making those decisions, but the guy overseeing the troops in the field.
Hey, Wesley, I'm going to interrupt you. We lost you for just a half a second. So start again. Tell me what's going on, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you.
So the general overseeing the troops in the field, Lieutenant General Buchanan, told me yesterday that he's at a point where he is ready to start sending some troops home who have completed the tasks that they were sent there for, and confirmed that, you know, their current orders expire on December 15th, and he doesn't expect any of this to last beyond December 15th. But then this morning, the Pentagon is kind of rolling that back. The Pentagon is saying essentially that there is no timeline for a withdrawal, sort of suggesting that General Buchanan may have spoken out of turn.
So what have they been doing? What were they tasked to do?
So a few different things. The bulk of it is engineer personnel who are building barriers near ports of entry along the border, stringing concertina wire, putting other barriers in place, things like that. And then a smaller number of armed military policemen guarding those personnel. And then other people like logisticians, medical personnel, things like that, to support the engineers as they do their construction work. And then separately, a smaller force that's Army helicopters that are flying around Border Patrol agents from place to place since their Border Patrol doesn't have enough helicopters on its own.
So we had heard up to 15,000 troops could go down. How many ended up? Was it that 5,800 peak that we last heard? And is that the max number that you expect to see?
So the numbers have changed constantly since the beginning of this, just day by day, with, you know, the president saying one thing, the Pentagon saying another, commanders in the field saying a third thing. So the Pentagon has authorized the deployment of up to 7,000 troops. The Pentagon has never said anything about the larger numbers that the president has thrown out there at various points. But the actual force in the field has never quite gotten up to that 7,000 mark that is authorized. It's currently 5,800, and we're hearing that it certainly doesn't sound like it's going to grow from there. The question is, you know, is it going to start shrinking from there?
Well, Wesley, earlier you talked about what role that the troops have been playing at this point, and there have been conflicting reports about whether that role could change, whether there is going to be an ability to be more aggressive. Has that been confirmed? Because that is something that Secretary of Defense Mattis didn't seem to be enthusiastic about.
That hasn't been confirmed yet, as far as I know. The backstory here is that when the Department of Homeland Security made its initial request for assistance from the Pentagon, they asked for all these things that they've gotten, the engineers, the helicopters, the military policemen, but they also asked for some troops. It's not clear which ones, but they wanted some troops to be able to actually defend and back up the Border Patrol personnel in the event that there was some kind of violent incident on the border. And the Pentagon declined that request, as Buchanan confirmed to me yesterday, because you know, military lawyers judged that defending law enforcement and that the Secretary of Defense didn't have the power to send troops on that mission. Only the president. The president would have to make a special exception. And last night, there was a report on CNN that the president is thinking of making that special exception.
Defense reporter Wesley Morgan from Politico, thank you so much for joining us and talking about the drawdown there at the border. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.